Kuf nun tes sif ches. Im hichnis yodov the toif kli shel mayim, b'shich shech yodov behem. The person put his hands into some kli with water, and he moved his hands around in the water. If this kli is connected to the ground, it does not help. For example, if he filled up a sink with water, put his hands into the sink, it wouldn't help. If it's a regular kli, it's not connected to the ground or to the building. It's machlekes whether it helps. Those say that the main thing is that you are an atila is coming through a kli, whereas the other ones say no, it has to be poured on to the person, unless it's a mikveh. Here it's not a mikveh. Chava says, at time of need, one can rely on the lenient opinions. And afterwards, he has an opportunity to wash his hands by pouring on them. Then he should do it again, but without a bracha, because he may have been yotze the first time around. What the situation could be is if there's a very large kli full of water and can't pick it up. That's the only kli you have. And then, in this situation, you would be able to dunk your hands in there. Mishum Brua brings a machlokes of the Poskim, if one can rely on this opinion of dunking his hands into a kli. And the Maisa says, if one does so, he should not make a bracha, because it's a safek of his yotze. And there's also the etza of putting a cloth around his hands while he's eating, instead of in a tefillah.